You're listening to the Sean Light Podcast, a show dedicated to helping fitness business owners escape the chaos of entrepreneurship, simplify the process, and finally, grow their business revenue to six figures and beyond. This show is about giving the frustrated entrepreneur straightforward solutions and giving you a real-time window into how Sean is building his company, 4A Health, into a seven-figure business. And now, your host, Sean Light.
All right, everybody, welcome back to the Sean Light Podcast. Yes, I do know which episode it is today. That's because tomorrow is the big one. So that means today is episode 364. And what I want to talk today is I want to talk about the loops of doom, the loops of doom. This is a self-proclaimed nickname derived from Ray Dalio's book, Principles. And in that book, he talks about, or he illustrates actually, really what the process of success actually looks like. And for the sake of the people who are here watching this, the way that I want to explain it is I want to walk you through how a typical business process looks, specifically in the fitness industry. So somebody will typically, who's like working at an Equinox or a strength and conditioning facility, or maybe with a team or something like that, they've been working there for a year or so, and they're getting really comfortable in their skin with their own training environment, and they become very proud of what they do, as they should. Everybody should be proud of the way that they train. And they start to believe that they have a superior brand of training. They have great client results. They have great client feedback. They're doing well at the facility that they are at. And they want you, and then they decide to quote unquote, do their own thing. They go start up, they go out and they go start up their own business. And what the impression that they're under, and I think this is how most fitness facilities ultimately get started in some way, shape or form, is they're under the impression that they're higher level of service, their higher level of training is going to be what actually attracts the customers at the end of the day. Then what happens is they start like running the idea past their friends, they start running the idea past their family, and everybody's hyping them up. They're saying, oh my God, you will kill it. You'll do great because they're supportive family and friends. That's what they do. They tell you how great it's going to be. They tell you how, you know, I would definitely sign up. I know so many people that would be interested in these things. And then you get hyped, you get like high on the emotions, and you go all in, you start the LLC, you find your real estate, you sign the lease, you open the door, and nobody shows up. And it's really hard, right? It gets tough. What we see there is a jolt of momentum that gets you going, right? You decide, you make a decision that you're going to go for something. And you start going up, you start finding the facility, you start, you know, coming up with your name, coming up with your logo, and you're moving. There's progress. You know, you start thinking about what the facility design is going to look like. You make another separate Instagram page. And then all of a sudden you hit a roadblock, you hit a challenge. And when you hit the challenge, it sucks, right? Because specifically when you're starting a business, what's the one thing that's on your mind all the time when you first start a business? Money. Everybody's like, I got to pay my bills. I need this, this, and this. I'm sure all of the entrepreneurs out there are guilty of the mental math and thinking about, if I get this many people to sign up this time, this amount of times per month, I'll be making this amount per year. And it doesn't seem that dramatic. But as you go and the sales become harder and harder to come by, it does in fact become that challenging, right? So if you can picture that almost like a straight line, like going up from like the bottom left up to the top right, and you having all that momentum, and then all of a sudden it stops being a straight line, starts curving downwards because the momentum is stopping, right? And this is the first step of the loop of doom, right? So now this is aside from all the structural requirements and mathematical pricing requirements that go into a business. We're just having a hard time selling. We're having a hard time. Let's just keep it at that. We're having a hard time selling, right? And let's just say that your product is reasonably priced at like $500 a month, or, you know, personal training product, or semi-private, probably more so in that range. You know, moderately priced, you know, around there. And you get to that point where the momentum starts to stop. Now, what most trainers turned entrepreneurs will do at that point, and this is straight up from experience, guys, is they will panic, they will get nervous, and they will try to find momentum elsewhere. So then they'll say, okay, well, this semi-private thing isn't working, right? Well, maybe I'll make more money if I just went straight one-on-one, right? So I'll do some one-on-one personal training, you know, as part of the package, and we'll be good. So you decide to launch that. You add it to the website. You advertise it on Instagram. You set up your schedule to accommodate that, right? And those things are giving you momentum in this new loop that you've created, right? But here's what's going to happen is you're going to get up there and it's going to be a higher price point. It's going to be hard to find people. People aren't going to be as motivated. They talk the talk, but they don't walk the walk. And what happens again is that momentum starts to die off again. And this is what happens over and over and over again. As the momentum stops, we have what I like to call chronic loop starters. And they just move to the next one and then the next one and the next one. They're in constant search of momentum. It's great. There's a great entrepreneurial coach out there, Alex Charfin. And he talks about how we're momentum entrepreneurs are momentum-based creatures. And you move from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, because you want momentum, you want momentum, you want momentum. We need momentum. Business needs momentum. Is that fair enough? Of course it is, right? But here's the problem. Is that you're not understanding what's actually holding the business back. It's not the lack of momentum, it's the lack of adaptation. When you start a new business, you suck at business, period, right? And that's not a knock against you, that's the reality. When I first started weightlifting, I sucked at weightlifting. When I first started basketball, I sucked at basketball, but I got better, right? And I went through the fire and I learned and I did the drills, I went to the courses, I went to basketball camp. I did the things that are necessary to make myself better at strength and conditioning, at basketball, at business, and all of those other things. So when you get to that point, where the momentum starts and you start realizing it's hard to sell these things, that's okay and that's expected. You just keep going. You just got to figure out how to sell it. I was just on a prospective client's website, going through the pricing and stuff like that, and he was just telling me how he had lowered his prices recently so that he could maintain a full session load, right? So that he could continuously have people coming in the door. And here's the problem with that is like, okay, maybe he was able to fill the spots or whatever, make some lower incremental income in the interim. But what he did was he snoozed on the thing that really matters and the thing that really is going to grow the business. Do you know what that is? Listeners out there, do you know what that is? It's sales. It's becoming better at that. If you have a product that is $500 and nobody's buying it, it's because you're not good at selling it. Right? It's the game. That's the whole thing. And look, you shouldn't be good at it. It would be weird. You'd be like, the natural, right? You'd be somebody who was just a born salesman, and more than likely you're not that. And that's okay. Most people are not that. You're not the Wolf of Wall Street, you know? You're not Gary Vaynerchuk. Okay, that's okay. I think those guys are like the LeBron James, those are the NBA All-Stars. And I'm not an NBA All-Star at business. I've had to learn, I've had to go through sales. And every time I go down for a sales call, I try to improve a little bit on the last one. And I know that in time, I'll get a lot better. Sales calls make me nervous too sometimes. But it's the game, right? Like you have to go through the fire. I like to think about it as if you had a client in front of you, programmed for, three sets of 15 on the bench press, 225, and he gets four reps in and he says, it's starting to get hard. Let me move to push-ups or let me move to a TRX row, right? And it's like, but you're never going to get better at the push-ups or you're never going to get bigger pecs. If you switch to TRX row, you're never going to get better at sales. You're never going to move the needle, right? So what I want to draw your attention to is exactly that. Like that's one of the reasons that the business model that we're pushing for everyone is called the one business model, because I want you to focus on one thing. We don't want you to procrastinate. We don't want you to move to the next thing if you haven't mastered this thing. If this is the thing that you want to do, then that's what you should do. And that's how a lot of people end up spreading their time really thin, because they now have a million different loops that they've opened up. This is how people start ending up training people that they don't want to train, because they have a million different loops open up and they're so worried about the money that's coming in, which I understand, but all of that is just messing up your mind and making it cloudy and not being able to see what actually is going to move the business in the long term, right? This is also how you end up doing things that you don't want to do, right? Like having services that you don't want to have because you have to, again, worry about the money and you keep procrastinating the thing that really matters. Yes, at the beginning of your business, if you do this, you're probably going to pass up some short-term revenue. There's going to be people that want services that you just do not offer, and that's okay. You have to do that. As a single entrepreneur, you have to be somebody who's willing to tell people no. It's the ultimate sales advantage. Being able to tell, being the ultimate sales advantage is being in a position where you will comfortably say no to somebody who is not a good fit for your program. As long as you are operating from a standpoint, from a position of absolutely needing the sale, that desperation is going to come off in every sales call. And a lot of people, whether they can put their finger on it or not, they're going to be able to see that. All right. So being comfortable saying no is such a big deal. Guys, this is how the sales game works. Okay. This is exactly how the sales game works. When you get started, understand that you're probably not great at sales. You're probably not great at selling the thing that is going to move your business over the long term. It's okay. Get better at it. Do the things that are necessary to become great at it, right? Hire a coach, go to a seminar, read some books, try some new stuff, get out there, talk to people. If you do these things, you will get to a point where it is now unreasonable for you to be bad at sales. And if you've done it the right way, you will be good at sales. What a beautiful game we're playing. And it's the psychology of this, right? It's the psychology. You know, you guys have been with me for 364 episodes now. And you're under, like, if you've been with me, you understand that this is a psychological game. It's a psychological error that is pushing you to a new loop, to open a new loop, to lower a target, because you're saying, this is really hard, path of least resistance. Let me go over here and try something new. This isn't working. Go over here. But if your psychology was tuned up, if you were able to identify this as a problem, you would simply just stay over there, say, I got to weather the storm. It's going to be rocky for a little bit. That's what entrepreneurship is. And then I'll just move over here when we're done. And I'll, you know, when this loop is strong and predictable, then we'll move on to the next one, right? I made the same mistakes as an entrepreneur, okay? One of the reasons that I do this podcast is to help you so you don't have to make that mistake. One of the reasons that we do a coaching program here is so I can avoid those mistakes for you, so that I can show you what I screwed up. I can show you what all the gym owners and all of the fitness entrepreneurs are screwing up every single day. Right? That's how you become unreasonably great at sales and running a business. Do the things that are necessary. Don't put it off. Stay in the one spot. Understand that that's the only logical way for anybody to get better at anything. It's just good sense. Guys, have a wonderful day. Huge, monumental, historic episode coming at you tomorrow. Episode, it's freaking here. Episode 365, 1 year straight, every single day for an entire year, tomorrow. We're gonna bust that open tomorrow. Cannot wait for you guys to, I'm gonna sit down. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna sit down. I'm gonna really think about what it is that people would wanna know about podcasting for a year. Did it work? You know, how is it for lead gen? How is it from a business standpoint? And do I have money problems anymore? I will reveal all of that in tomorrow's episode, right? Because that's why I started this podcast, was because I was told that if you do a podcast every single day for 365 days, you'll never have money problems ever again. Did it work? I'm going to tell you tomorrow. Guys, have a wonderful day. Like, comment, subscribe, all that fun stuff. And we will see you back for episode 365, 1 year straight, tomorrow morning at 6:00 in the morning. Guys, have a wonderful day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Did you know you can work one-on-one with Sean for free for 30 days to help you build your fitness business? If you want to learn more about how to take advantage of our 30-day runway coaching program, head over to 4acoaching.com and schedule your free momentum call. That's the number 4acoaching.com. Thanks for listening to this episode, and we'll see you back here tomorrow for the next episode of the Sean Light Podcast.